Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Welcome to a series of programs celebrating success stories of inspirational women here on Sunrise Radio on International Women's Day. My name is Raj Palmer, and in this episode, we will be speaking to Zara Saunders, community champion for Morrisons. So I'm joined by Zara. Zara, would you like to introduce yourself to our lovely listeners today?
Hi, I'm Zara Saunders and I work at Morrisons and I am the community champion.
So Zara, welcome to Sunrise Radio and thank you for joining us here today. I want to start from the beginning because just a tiny bit of research shows that actually you got a 2-1 for an honours degree for popular music from the University of Liverpool. Now that's quite a drastic change, popular music to community champion. So tell us a bit about your journey.
Yeah, so I grew up wanting to work in events and events management, but with the COVID pandemic coming last year, obviously the events industry is just completely on pause at the moment. So I had to find a job in something else that mattered to me and something else that was really important to me. And this role is all about supporting the community, raising awareness for different causes and championing different types of people. And that was, besides music and events, that was the other thing that really mattered to me growing up. So that's how I ended up here.
So how did the role within Morrisons actually come about?
So I started here as a checkout member about June last year. But because I kept talking about all my, you know, my events experience and what I like to do, and I just kept pushing myself to my managers. They initially wanted to put me as a team leader for checkouts, but then the role opened up for community champion, and with everything that I'd spoken to them about and with their knowledge of who I was as a person, they were like, this is going to be so much better for you. It's going to give you some experience in what you want to do, and you're just going to be great at going out there and supporting the community.
Now, you know, you mentioned supporting the community, and I think, you know, the last year has shown us especially how much support is required. So what kind of initiatives, projects have you been involved with during the last year?
So I've been working with a lot of people. I started, like, I kicked off the work that the previous community champion had done, and I've worked with a group called the Friars, and they run an open meal place in Bradford City Centre, and then I've worked with a local group called 3TBMe, who are they've opened a garden local to Thornbury, and it's going to be this big, massive community garden for everyone to go to and just go for a chat or go to do some gardening. I've recently picked up work with Hope Yorkshire, who are doing an incredible job with the Friends Feeding Families project. I always get it tongue-tied, sorry.
It's okay.
But it's incredible the amount of people that I've met. Like, there's been national organisations that I've worked with, like Yorkshire Air Ambulance, Marie Curie, Click Sergeant, but then I've worked with all those local groups as well, and it's just amazing to see how much people support community and how much people need that support. And I feel like an incredibly vital part of that story and helping those people, and yeah.
What advice would you give to maybe a young lady who's watching this or listening to this on the radio at the moment about kind of, you know, community help and community support?
Honestly, the advice that I would give would just be to do it. Just get out there, and nothing is holding anyone back from supporting anything. There is nothing in your way. I've had a lot of stuff that has been a boundary for me in the past, like a lot of personal things, but I've overcome all of that, and I'm still overcoming some bits. But the important thing to me was that there are people out there who need help, who need support, and that's all I cared about. I just stood up. There's people that, you know, there's people out there who are afraid to talk and speak and stand on their own feet. So to have someone, if you have the strength to do it, go out there and do it, because you could become an inspiration to someone else. You could become a role model to someone else who then manages to find the courage in themselves to go out there and talk as well.
What aspirations, what goals? You're obviously your community champion for a massive organization like Morrison. What would you like to do in the next year, or use that role to help support more people?
I think there's too many things that I would like to do. I think there's too many things that still exist in the world that are horrible to witness. I think I do just want to be someone who challenges that, who makes a name for myself as someone who is eradicating all these kind of discriminatory things, hate crimes, is helping support food poverty, is helping the local schools to bring all the children up that have currently missed out on so much education. Just really being that person who has made a difference to a lot of people's lives.
Now, as we approach the end, unfortunately, time isn't with us today, but how can people, I believe you have a Facebook page for the Thornbury community. Maybe you could tell our listeners a bit about how to get in touch, or even like, follow, subscribe your pages.
So I've got a Facebook page, which is called Morrison's Thornbury Community. And I try to regularly post on that. I have a Twitter page as well, which I forget about sometimes, but it does exist. I think that one is Morrison's Thorn, but you'll be able to find it if you type in Morrison's Thornbury Community as well. And I think that's all. And then all my details with my email and all that are on those pages. So.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. Would you have any final message to the Sunrise Radio listeners?
I just think have a great International Women's Day. There's so much that still is evolving with women. There's so much courage and strength that women are showing these days. And yeah, go out there and just make people proud and show that courage that you can.